Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Hello.
Hey. What's going on?
Wasn't that bad yesterday after the show. Wasn't that bad at all.
You guys ironed things out?
Yeah.
Like no, responsible well, there was nothing, adults?
There was nothing really to be ironed out. We move on. So today begins another day. I want that.
There was nothing to be ironed out?
I didn't think so after that.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
I was being sarcastic when I said that. I hope everybody picked up the sarcasm.
I hope it doesn't play that way when I play that. 40 times.
When I'm the guy who has to tell...
When Kevin Stefanski walks in here and I go...
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
What would I have to tell Tone to put on the safety all the time? But, oh, I'm the one they won't talk to. I upset him.
Oh, okay.
So you guys had a nice conversation.
You were there.
When it was all set. Yeah, but the people were not. So I'm leading you to...
Theater Dan, welcome to it.
I'm leading you to discuss these things.
Yeah. Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
It turned into a bitch session about someone else and we were both in agreement. Andy and I could see eye to eye bitching about someone else, and I think that made the entire room smile yesterday. But yeah, for a second, I'm like, oh man, he ain't going to talk to me either. I'm losing friends on the media here. This sucks. And then it was like, oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, you know, I've seen people allude to, how do you guys, it's unprofessional. How do you go after other shows?
Easy.
And I thought to myself.
It's very easy.
People at their lines of work, whatever they are, they don't have kind of... inner office issues at times. They don't have people that they talk about behind their back.
Yeah, well, they just whisper. I just say it in front of thousands of people at a time.
That's apparently I'm the bad boy.
That's the difference. I'm just saying. When we go after other shows and other shows go after us, aren't we just saying what people want to say when they're at work with each other? Because you don't want to end up in an HR meeting. That's what you don't want to do. But this is a open forum of HR. That's the beauty of it. All it is talking trash.
And you know, other people have their opportunity. Like, it'd be one thing if you were crushing somebody that was behind the scenes and never had a chance to crack open the mic or something like that.
Yeah.
You're talking about other grown adults who have their own time slots who then can litigate whatever they want to litigate on the mic.
I'll tell this story. I tell the story to a lot of people who start here. I think I told this to Mitch. Is that we all say things
yeah,
about
says,
each other.
Go get my coffee. Go fill my meter.
Never done that I have asked him to do, but I also offered him. Don't even act that. I offered him anything he wanted downstairs. That's not how that
Think
works.
Fast, stapler coming.
He did me a favor. Boy, you just find a way, don't you? What was I gonna say now? Oh yeah, the greatest release I ever had.
Was when you threw that water bottle.
No, was when and Nick will talk about it, when Nick accidentally texted me a text making fun of me.
That was a good one.
And
it was a good one.
I acted, wait a minute, hold on. Mic's off, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Okay. I acted like a little baby bitch. I can say that.
Yeah.
For about a day. And then I went, you know what? Lima's right. We all say things about each other. We don't mean it. If Nick needed help, I'd go pick him up. If Lima needed help, like that's part of it. And once that happened, this is so many years ago, it's like, okay, self-esteem is gone, and I can move on with this. Like, that's the fun of it. And then it makes it fun. Because it's like, okay, as long as we accept we all say nasty things about each other, that's fine. That's the fun of things. And so it's made it more fun for me. Now, usually it's between us and the guys who used to be on in their slot, now Nick and Jonathan. I don't really mess with Jake. He's got to get his feet wet first. But, I mean, everybody else, it's like, okay, it's fair game. That's fun. So that makes it a lot more fun. And, by the way, later on in this show, I got to play those audio clips again. Not of the Andy and I going after each other. The Travis Bazana thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something I didn't want to hear. It was something I was angry about hearing. And clearly, I got so frustrated with it, I blamed the wrong person. That's the one thing I will apologize for. But maybe it's still the truth. That's coming up at around 7:22 this morning.
So you're going to fight Jeff Phelps now?
Hell no, I ain't going to fight Jeff Phelps. I ain't fighting that guy.
It's the one guy you won't fight.
Oh, you mean like on the air? I thought you meant like go out in the hallway and have a sumo wrestling match like a couple of people did once.
As you're getting called out now by everyone again.
Well, that's fine.
Like Jonathan Peterlin.
Here's what I will say on it, though. You picked a fight with the middays.
Mm-hmm.
You've picked a fight with us. Remember, everyone remembers, I know more football than Jonathan. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine. And you picked a fight with Jake at night.
Uh-huh.
How many fights do we have with other shows? We've never picked a fight with Baskin and Phelps. We've never picked a fight with Jake Volnick. It's only been the Morning Boys. But you notice how the Morning Boys have now picked fights with everyone on this station. But no, they're the ones that are always being attacked. How does this happen to us? Oh, you know, sometimes if the people are always coming at you, understand maybe you might be the problem in this instance.
I was just glad to hear Ken just tell everybody today that he has no self-esteem and that he only thinks of others.
Yet he has picked fights with every show in the station.
That Ken Carman is an egoless human being. God bless him.
It's a big ego. I defended the show because you guys work on the show. It is probably something I should go to therapy for. I do not care about the whole... I don't know why. Maybe it's just been the years of reading things on the internet. I'm just devoid of
but you're the one everybody likes on the internet
feeling.
That's the
because
thing.
I do have
is there a role reversal going on here?
No.
Is something brewing?
No.
I
never thought about it like that, jumping, but you might be correct.
Well, if you would just let me talk instead of just trying to set me up to make me look bad, which you always try to do. When people talk about me, like, yeah, I'll get a little defensive here and there, but how many times have I gotten really defensive over you? Every time?
I'm wondering if we have
taking aim at you.
Do we have a Patrick Mahomes thing going on where Patrick Mahomes had basically a perfect Q rating, right? Like everybody, they're like, oh, I'm kind of sick of the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes is amazing. Has it finally switched where Ken has either gotten under the skin of media members in town or I've seen some fans go at Ken where they're like, what happened to you? What happened? Did Ken get too big for his britches?
Yes. When did
absolutely
you see that?
Oh, I've you've never seen that.
I'll share
you've
the never, accounts with
you've
you.
Never responded directly to that
no
over the course of 20 tweets in an hour.
I don't
while
remember
we're on the show.
I do not remember that.
Oh, I do.
I don't remember that
because every time it happens, I'll send it to somebody.
There's
and go,
a certain account
whoa,
I can say
the stuff
that you
I
would
used
say
to get.
No, we're going to litigate that.
I enjoy it.
Well,
I like
it
because I like to see because
sometimes
I see all sides of Ken. I don't just see the all-American.
That's true.
The all-American boy.
Then tell everybody
Ken.
See
the dark side
of the
Ken.
No, I see the Ken.
We all have a dark side.
I see the Ken that I'm like, how does Ken get away with that? I don't get away with that. How does Ken? Ken is saying this about either this athlete or he's actually harsher on the Browns than I'm being right now. But it never comes off that way because you always say the bedside manner thing.
You get away with it much more. You get away with it much more than you used to. Because, again, it takes people a while to realize that you want what everybody else wants. People think you actively root against their teams. They thought that. Now, since they've listened to you for the last decade here in the morning, they realize that you actually do want their teams to win. That's the difference. It takes a minute. That's it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And I don't think that anybody is going to be upset that I have upset certain media members to the point where they won't talk to me anymore. I think they find that to be very funny, and I think they would like me to go do it with other ones, which I'm not going to do. So, fine. But the other stuff, like, what? Tell everybody, what's so bad about me, Tony?
Oh, I don't think, no.
I was going to go with you, but I mean.
I don't think anything's bad about you. I enjoy seeing some other people see the real Ken Carmen once in a while.
What is the real Ken?
Oh,
tell them the real me.
The real Ken pulls no punches.
When it comes to what?
That's true.
When it comes to other media members in town, other shows, other personalities, other people you might see on TV.
Did I pull a punch yesterday morning about the midday show?
That's why it's great. Finally, people are seeing the 20 producers, the ex-producers that we've had. They've seen the real Ken. Finally, people out there in radio land are getting to see the real Ken.
If this sausage closet could talk.
Yeah. What do I need to do? Go ask Abe Gordon, who I still text. Go ask
Anthony.
He's in
a different time zone.
Who I still text. No, he's not. He's in Atlanta. That's the Eastern time zone. Go ask Landry, who is in a different time zone.
He's in a different time zone.
And Landry and I argued every single day because he'd get thrown out of meetings with our boss like it was a manager getting thrown out of a baseball game. So, excuse me.
I have some good background. I have some good background on Landry and some things he might say. Actually, Landry, here's why I really like Landry. You always wonder why I defend Landry so much. It's because Landry would go to bat for me sometimes because he didn't understand some of the state of affairs at times when he was here. He'd be like, I don't get why everything is kind of over here when maybe some of it should be over here.
And I still would like to clarify.
Him and Roth were awesome.
As long as we're saying some of these truths that I cannot stress enough, with all these former producers, this cavalcade of producers that I've chewed up and spit out that you'd like to say to everybody, I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, on a stack of Bibles a mile high, on the lives of all of our children, and I mean that with the listeners, that 95% of it is actually just what you want to say that you've never had the pills to say to them. Because that's what you do, and then you sit back, and that's why they call you Rat Boy from your hometown, because you sit there and twiddle your hands and fingers because you know you're an evil villain and you get other people to do your bidding. That's what it is. I tell everybody, and I've told Mitch before, I go, this has gotten to the point where I've been on Mitch so much over his first year that I've actually pulled him aside and go, listen, I'm telling you what Anthony doesn't want to tell you. I don't feel this way, but here we go. And he goes, okay, I understand. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Is this a
buddy boy?
I think everything for the last minute just goes to show what you've been saying this whole segment.
That's what I mean. People heard it. I think people heard exactly. Your big defense mechanism was to project everything that's on you and say it's somebody else.
But when I have a problem with somebody,
that is the heart of, I think, why the cavalcade of ex-producers and the other radio show hosts and the other Cavs beat reporters and the other individuals that you've squared, gone toe-to-toe with, I think it kind of hits to where they are coming from.
Of what? Of what? They want me to say nasty things to other people but have a better bedside manner about it?
I think the more you talk, the more they will understand.
I'm talking a whole bunch. I don't know what there is to understand.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, go Ken's willing to tell people the truth.
Lyman
wants to just load Ken's lips and have Ken say it for him.
I don't think you understand how true, and I appreciate your transparency.
Yeah.
but how transparent you are right now.
I'm being
in
very
transparent.
I'm happy I'm being transparent. What's the problem?
I'm happy you are too. I am thrilled you
are.
But
I need to understand what the issue is.
Oh, I don't think there's an issue at all. I am happy that the real Ken Carmen is coming out. That's what we've all been waiting for.
There's never been
for 14 years
another Ken Carmen. This is always me. What are you saying? Have I ever lied about anything on the air?
I think there's been a Ken Carmen on the air and a Ken Carmen off the air. And finally, I really believe over the last year, it started to merge and people are realizing it.
Ken Carmen,
and that I couldn't be more thrilled about.
So what exactly about me? Are you messing with me? What is this?
Not at all. I think if anything, I think this is a huge breakthrough.
You're messing with me. I'm done with this. I'm done with you. I can't stand.
What good would it serve for him to mess with you right now?
Because it entertains him and it's a Friday.
It does.
And we're getting ready for a weekend. We're getting ready for a long weekend and a holiday. And I know that he wants to make me just in my cocoon. And now I feel like Hurricane Peter McNeely right now.
A holiday in which...
Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Can you even get excited about a holiday or a weekend, right? Extended weekend, because we have Monday off,
when
right?
The weather's this bad?
When the weather's this bad.
Yeah. I told Liz yesterday. I got home yesterday, and I told Liz, I go, usually I don't mind the rain. I go, I'm actually getting kind of depressed about this. This sucks. This sucks.
I want some sunshine on my newly seeded... grass, my newly fertilized grass.
It was 46 degrees on the thermometer when I walked into Fox 8 yesterday. I go, it is May 22nd. What the hell is going on?
Sorry. I don't like it either, Kenny.
How about this weather, Cleveland? 216-474. Can I just clarify a couple things? I only said, did I mean to take a swing at Peterlin? About the football guy thing. I just figured
folks,
it was true.
Let me stand up for Ken here after 18 minutes of what we just did.
And I know he's a big boy and he can take it.
If you check out the emerging podcast scene from yesterday, Ken went, I'll say 31.5 out of 32 yesterday on a nitty gritty football guy ownership breakdown.
No cheating.
Off the top of his head, he knew the Tennessee Titans owner, the full name of that lady.
Amy Strunk Adams. Amy Adams Strunk.
You missed it there. So
Amy Strunk.
Knock him down.
Amy
31 out of 32.
Oh, shush.
It was.
Shush it.
You put it all on display. And to that, I got to tell Peterlin, you've got to come up with another feat of football strength because Kenny, I feel like right now he is the champion until he is unearthed, until you are beaten. And remember, can't just tie him. Mm. It can't be a tie. So maybe it doesn't have to be ownership. I don't know. On your show, guys, it's time to flex the muscles and... Try to get the crown because what Kenny did yesterday.
Peterlin had a chance. Could have kicked that 43-yard field goal years ago.
He didn't.
And by the way, we've never
taken. Beginning of the end. Wait,
I just said we've never taken a swing at Jake Volnick.
That's the one I didn't understand.
Jake came in after all of that stuff with Peterlin and made a comment as well. We played that. I don't think you really responded to it, though.
Jake said something?
Yeah, he said. He said, if I want to find out what Ken really thinks of me, I need to go buy a jersey of a quarterback as well.
What?
Exactly what I just said.
Okay. All right, that's
we
fine.
Played it right after that. You were so red about Peterlin at the time.
I wasn't. Well, no, I like Peterlin. That's why I said it, because I knew
didn't
he could take
say you
it.
Didn't like him. I said you were red about it, which meant red-faced.
Huh. I'm not drunk. Well, I'm not drunk yet.
Yeah, Ken gets like that from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
He does get drunk.
I'm an emotional boy, and I get drunk.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.